relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Me, but let me just tell you, these are losers from day one. Guys like Bill Kristol, he's 0-32. George Conway, you take a look at him. Just take a look at that guy. The man's a stone cold loser. So they should not call it the Lincoln Project. It's not fair to Abraham Lincoln, a great president. They should call it the Losers Project.
Stone cold losers. That's who they are. Isn't Monday always a slow news day? Until you find out there's a pedophile who's a co-founder of the Lincoln Project. Then it's not a slow news day. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. What did they know and when did they know it? We're talking to you, Rick Wilson, Steve Schmidt, George Conway. As the president says, just look at the man. Just look at him. We want the answers. And I want to know, is the University of California and Microsoft going to give you millions of dollars again? I wonder. Okay, what do you need to know? Here's some latest updates that you might... How does this happen? Please. This is a report from... I'm not even going to mention the source because it's a bunch of scumbags on the left. But anyway, sometimes they want to hit the left, so, you know, the revolution will eat itself. According to a report from Politico, the Biden administration is struggling mightily to deliver on its promise. This is from The Blaze, by the way, so let's give credit to The Blaze, Leon Wolf, to deliver on its promise to get a handle on the COVID-19 pandemic. And may have even lost 20 million doses of vaccine. Huh? 20? Yeah. I mean, I understand how you lose 20 wagon loads of Nazi gold at the end of World War II. I understand how, you know, you can lose a shipment of diamonds. But 20 million? How many boxes is that? What is the cubic feet for 20 million doses? Oh, sorry, it's the Biden administration. Of course I could do that. On a slightly more tactical level, but still indicative and emblematic of who the left is, this is from the post-millennial Ian... Oh, Ian, wow, I didn't know he wrote stuff. Ian Miles Chong. He's got a good Twitter game, that chappie. Follow that guy. Democrat Representative Maxine Waters, who will be... isn't she investigating the GameStop thing? Oh my gosh, that's going to be... Democratic Representative Maxine Waters has given over $1.1 million in campaign cash to her own daughter, according to federal records. According to the Federal Election Commission, Congresswoman Waters gave more than $1 million to her daughter through her campaigns since 2003. Karen Waters received upwards of $1.1 million for her services, the latest influx of cash, a cool quarter of $1 million, came from just the most recent election cycle. Corruption? What corruption? Okay, let's stay on COVID. Whether or not they're going to find those 20 million doses of vaccines, who knows? But at least we've got a bright future ahead of us. This is from CNN. Somebody called Dr. Hasseltine on your future in America. Cut three.
Let me just say, in terms of the first point you made, how long is this going to go on? We know that flu comes back every year. If you look at coronaviruses in their natural habitat, that's us, they come back every year. And there's no reason at this point, with the information we have about variants, to think that immunity won't wane and that the vaccine, the viruses won't come back in a different form, just like flu. We live with flu. We contend with flu, with changing of vaccines. And soon, I think, we'll have better drugs for both flu and for coronaviruses. This is going to be a long, long battle, not a year-long battle, a decades-long battle.
You thought things were going to open up, didn't you? Well, according to Dr. Hasseltine at CNN, this is a decades... Hang on, if it's a decades-long battle, what happens to American businesses? What happens to schools? In the UK, the Quango, the quasi-autonomous NGO that is advising the government on their COVID policy, it's called SAGE. They love these acronyms, don't they? Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies. SAGE has said that social distancing in the UK could remain in place until the end of the calendar year. Another 11 months. Can I just remind all of you, and please remind those around you who challenge you when you're not wearing a mask, who say, keep your social distance, that the death rate, the mortality rate, hovers in our country and the UK and the developed world at 1%. And these quote-unquote experts want to keep the measures in place that have no demonstrable effect, that there is no scientific data, that there is a change, a significant alteration in the spread of the virus based upon masks or on social distancing. And the fact is, catching it isn't the problem. In fact, if you catch it and you are not vulnerable because you have no pre-existing underlying conditions, you most likely, 99% of the time, will recover. And you will have a body like mine that is full of antibodies. Because I caught it. I pushed through it. I had a blood test. And I have the antibodies. That's what happens in a population. The virus goes through it, herd immunity is achieved, and the virus, through its own pathways, dies out. Now, what are we prepared to do to stop the insanity? Well, just listen to the governor of Florida. He had a meeting last week. This is Governor DeSantis. And it was about the budget for his state. And he said the following. This is in a state where, you know, things are pretty normal. I was in Florida not long ago for a Turning Point event. We went to restaurants, walked around the downtown, didn't wear masks. It was like living in a normal country. And this is what the governor of that state that is doing very well, thank you, had to say. We believe every job is essential. Wow, what a revolutionary thought. What jobs are optional? I mean, let's apply logic. There's essential. What's the opposite of essential? Non-essential? Optional? Irrelevant? Which job? I mean, jobs aren't a hobby. At least for almost everyone. It's not something you do for fun or for free. So Governor Ron DeSantis says, we believe every job is essential. You work in a restaurant, we have your back. If you're a hairstylist, we protect your right to earn a living. And if you're a parent, we ensure your kids have the right to in-person learning, not this garbage remote folderol that everyone knows is not even a pale substitute for a human being teaching you in the same room. And his last sentence is the most important one. Lockdowns do not work. God bless Ron DeSantis. Lockdowns don't work simply because of one issue. The immune system of the human body. The immune system functions because it is challenged day in, day out by viruses, by bacteria. And it fights back and it builds the immunity. What happens if you lock people down? They don't get challenged. If they're not immunocompromised, their immune system doesn't build resistance. Lockdowns, by common sense, make viruses last longer. Stop the insanity, please. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
He has no compassion. He has no remorse. It's outrageous. It's infuriating. We have our families, and unfortunately, I'm not alone. There are thousands and thousands. Three times as many people died in the nursing home in New York than died on 9/11. And everybody needs to let that sink in. And these were healthy people that he put COVID patients in their home. How would you like to sleep next to a COVID patient tonight? A third grader would know not to send COVID patients into a nursing home. It's inexcusable, and I believe that he did it for political reasons.
She's talking about the governor of New York, Governor Cuomo. Now we have the latest information. 12,000 New Yorkers have died, at least, because they were sent back to their nursing homes after they had contracted the COVID virus. Why did we not know that number earlier? Because those who had been sent back to hospitals to die had been removed from those lists. Why is that, Governor Cuomo? And by the way, that daughter of a woman who died as a result of the policies that sent her back to a nursing home, that was from CNN. And what was the original story, Shad, of that interview? What happened?
So that's not quite it. So that was from Fox. That clip was from Fox.
Right. But
she was on NBC.
NBC.
A couple of days ago. And she said, Andrew Cuomo failed my mother and has failed thousands of New Yorkers'
on
mothers
and fathers.
On the
NBC interview.
On the NBC interview. Apparently, when they were harvesting that audio, the reporter said, hi, can we actually do that again? You need to say New York, not Andrew Cuomo. So this clip was from an interview she did with Kilmeade where she was like, so this happened. They just told me to rewrite my own story because it was critical of Andrew Cuomo.
So the NBC journalist says, you can't say the governor is responsible. Say New York.
100%.
Guys, enemy of the people. Is that more clear evidence? The fake news is the enemy of the American people, when they are not only censoring you, but feeding you different lines to use so that it doesn't hurt their buddies. It is the fake news, and they are the enemy of the American people. More importantly, is it Gothic, Baroque, or Rococo? That's the question. There is a picture that's going viral. Let's repost it now on our Twitter and Facebook feeds of the, what did Rush call him today? President in exile. It's an interesting sobriquet. The president has his new quote-unquote oval office in Mar-a-Lago, and it is stunning, stunning. You've got to look at this photograph. And we're trying to work out. I said Gothic. It's not Gothic. It's way, way above Gothic. It's like Gothic with a couple of extra covers of gold leaf on top. So maybe Rococo, maybe Baroque. But if you're the Washington Post, you're not too happy. They have somebody called Philip Kennicott. I'm sure it's, you know, he's got the third after it or something. Philip Kennicott is the architecture critic for the Washington Post. Oh, yes, indeed. And he wrote, I love this. Tim Graham called it a choleric. Excellent. A choleric in the critic's notebook in his article with the following. This is the Washington Post, guys. Okay, this isn't somebody's blog somewhere. The Washington Post architecture critic, Philip Kennicott, wrote an article this weekend with the headline, "A Trump Presidential Library is a Terrible and Dangerous Idea." And the article was basically saying he mustn't have one. The President of the United States for 4 years, Donald J. Trump, must not have a presidential library. Does he need one? I mean, he's got Mar-a-Lago. Last week, he opened the office of the former president, endorsed his first candidate, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. So, guys, they're just mental. I mean, they truly are psychotic, but it makes our work so much fun. Okay, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter, Seb Gorka, on Facebook. We've got my account, the show account. Go to our webpage, sebgorka.com, for every part of this show. All the videos, our articles, like the reliable, the 14 most reliable conservative sources for information. You can see the show when it's live. You can hear it 24/7 on the website, sebgorka.com. We're on Instagram. We post every hour of the show after it airs. And then lastly, we're still suspended on YouTube because they're fascists. They really are fascists when it comes to the First Amendment. Maybe we'll be back tomorrow. But in the meantime, go to Rumble, the video platform that believes in the First Amendment. That's rumble.com/Seb Gorka. rumble.com/SEBGORKA. And you will never miss a thing. Okay, let's go to your calls. Let's go to Dan in Pittsburgh, line 4. Hi, Dan.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just was calling to say I think the Lincoln Project should be called the Stinking Project.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Well done. Well done. Is that it, Dan?
That's it. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. The Stinking Project. Yes, the Stinking Project. Let's go to Lori in Arizona, line 2.
Hi there, Dr. G. Thanks so much for letting me speak about education. So we were talking before, you were talking about before how we have to re-educate. Well, we're going to have to educate our children because, like that audio clip that you sounded off for that Washington where there were young voices that were, ranting, it's the younger generation who have been indoctrinated by education, K-12. And I know I have my master's in education, been a teacher for 35 years, and I have seen firsthand the garbage that they have been indoctrinating, to use that word again, our children.
And, yeah, but it's not. But it's not just. It's not just the kids. You're absolutely right. God bless you for what you've done for these past years. But look, you know, it's not 80 million kids that voted for Biden. It's 80 million Americans of all ages.
No, it's the liberal left that voted for him.
Yes.
It's the liberal left that are bringing up these kids that are doing many of these so-called peace marches. It's these kids that are following along this liberal left. And if we want to change something in the long term, certainly in the short term. Yeah, your rhetorical question, what are we going to survive the next 4 years? And no, probably not in this way. We have to fight individually and as adults over 18. But the upcoming generation is essential. And if parents don't do something in terms of advocating for vouchers or pulling your kids out,
yes,
because after you see the education that they are giving your children and start homeschooling them, you are going to be at a loss. And we see that with many parents divided with their children. They can't understand how their children have this liberal left mentality when they know they've raised them with integrity and logic. No, because school is devoid of logic. They're just devoid of Greek history and the whole pattern of a good classical education. So parents, really consider.
Listen to Lori, And especially, this is one of the blessings, one of the positives of the coronavirus, the Chinese virus, that now more parents than ever are actually seeing, because of the distance learning, the kids staying at home, the garbage that they're being taught, the curricula. And if it is un-American, if it's offensive, if it's laced with critical race theory, stand up as a parent. Do something about it. Insist that they not teach that garbage to your children. Stay on the line, Laurie. Let's give that woman our second book, relevant to schools as well. Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. Stay on the line, Laurie. We will be back with Phil Klein to talk about what we're not allowed to talk about. Election fraud in America. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Is that Bonnie Tyler? Holding out for a hero? We had one! But he quote-unquote lost an election. Or did he? As long as we're suspended from YouTube for another day, at least, we're allowed to talk about election fraud. Because remember, the masters of propaganda in Silicon Valley suspended us for 7 days because a congresswoman had the audacity, the bare-faced cheek, to say the following.
You know, for me, it's not about what my colleagues in Congress have to say. It's about the American people. It's about 75 million Trump voters that the majority of them know the election was stolen.
Now, that is what you're not allowed to say. You're not allowed to say hydroxychloroquine is good and the election was stolen, because then you get put in the forbidden zone. Because freedom of speech, they don't care about that on YouTube. Google doesn't care about it. But somebody who doesn't give up is the former Attorney General of Kansas, director of the Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society, and also a professor with Liberty University. Welcome back to America First, Phil Klein.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Can I just ask the one big question? I get this all the time. I do a lot of international media, especially British and Indian. And one host who's kind of conservative, she never loved Donald Trump, had me on for 30 minutes. And she said, but there was no evidence. You submitted it. Your guy submitted it to the courts and there was no evidence of fraud. Phil Klein, what's the reality whilst we are in this twilight zone of being allowed to talk about it whilst we're not on YouTube? Was there any evidence? Did the courts listen to it? You were right there. Please, for the millions who are listening right now, what is the truth about the November elections?
Well, the truth is you had admitted illegalities by local officials who unilaterally decided to ignore state law and manage the elections contrary to state law. On top of that, you had one person put in more money than the entire federal government, and he gave those monies to local election officials in key critical swing states in the urban core, and he told them, directed them, how to manage those funds contrary to state law.
And who was that? Who was that who dropped more than $300 million from his private funds?
Well, over 400. Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg.
And Facebook. He was joined Mr. Facebook.
Yes. And he was joined by Google and other big tech. And as we've discussed before, if you want to control a nation, you control the flow of information. Check for big tech, as you've been discussing. And you control the way that a nation elects its leaders. Well, there you go. Now, if this had been the Koch brothers or the National Rifle Association, right. the left would be still marching and inciting directly violence.
But that's the big – I can't imagine, I can't think when a conservative cause, a single actor, has spent more than $100 million or $50 million on anything, but we're talking about $400 million. But still, I have to ask the question again, because you've given us answers to other issues. Yes, we know numerous states did things against the U.S. Constitution and their own constitutions in terms of changing the way elections were run, not via state house mandate. Then we know big tech got involved to the tune of at least $400 million. I'm talking about actual election fraud. I'm going to ask it as if I'm that British host. But there was no evidence of fraud. None of it. It was, and if it was presented, it was thrown out of court. Your response, Phil Klein?
It was never thrown out of court. In fact, the United States Supreme Court ordered the segregation of ballots based on these illegalities and based on the fact that you couldn't run the chain of custody. Some Democrat areas cured, so-called cured ballots, where Republican areas did not. There was a two-tier
election. Meaning if there was a mistake, they allowed they found the voter afterwards, allowed them to fix the ballot if they were a Democrat, correct?
That's in Philadelphia, yes, and Pittsburgh and Democrat strongholds, and that was funded by Zuckerberg. And then you had the drop boxes. And the drop boxes, the chain of custody was breached. They didn't keep the logs like they were required to. And I'll tell you what needs to be done. And this is the misunderstanding and the lie of the left, is you have to get in, look at the ballots, and actually audit the ballots with the ballot envelopes and additionally do forensics on that.
All right, we're going to talk about what has to be done next, because it cannot be allowed to happen again. In the meantime, check out the Amistad Project at the Thomas More Society. Also, follow this man, Phil D. Klein. Phil with two L's on Twitter, Phil D. Klein. That's K-L-I-N-E. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you in pain? Have you tried everything else? If you haven't tried Relief Factor, now is the time. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Don't you wish you could tell that story? There's only one way to find out how. Order the 3-week quick starter at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. You know it makes sense. Relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Is it crying over spilt milk? No, it's not. We have to make sure that what happened in the last election, the rampant, yes, I'm going to say it, Silicon Valley, the rampant fraud across numerous states must not happen again. It can't be a joke, the butt of a joke, that election fraud is just what happens in Chicago, just what happens in Philly. So how do we stop it? We're going to ask the man who knows, the man who, with his team at the Amistad Project, has been fighting back for weeks now, giving us the evidence. Former Attorney General for the great state of Kansas, he's also the director of the Amistad Project, Phil Klein. Follow their work at www.got-freedom.com. That's got hyphen, you know, the horizontal one, gotfreedom.com. We're back. First, you know, the real 101. An audit is not a recount, correct? What's the difference? Right. And what did we witness and what do we need?
Well, what we witnessed was the law did not contemplate elections being run in this lawless fashion. So the recount actually validated fraud. It wasn't designed to find it.
Because it just recounted everything and didn't check whether it was good or bad.
That's right. That's right. And there were admitted dramatic deviations from the standard that was identified in all these swing states. And so what you need to do is you need to, one, grab the ballots, and you need to compare them, the absentee ballots, to the envelopes, and additionally do some forensics on those ballots.
So that's what an audit would be, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, then you need to do the same thing with the machines. Now, the machines are a box, and you can't see inside a box. You know, it used to be that we could go in the counting room and we'd argue about hanging chads, but we can't argue about that box. And they're not even making available the computer logs, something called, for example, the file integrity manager log, which is the first step to see if there was any interference with that machine or alteration of its code. They're not allowing it. Now, this is what I've always tried to inform the media about evidence. I've never investigated somebody who controlled evidence of their innocence who didn't want me to see it.
Right.
And I've never investigated somebody who controlled evidence of their guilt who wanted me to see it. And so it is evidence that they have blocked every step. It is evidence that now they're actually trying to say that questioning the way we run elections is hate speech, should not be allowed, and incites violence. There's a reason that they're going to these extremes to silence any questioning of the election. And they ought to be on our side.
And there is, of course, in our case, in our republic's case, this, it's not a duality. There's this tension between the fact that we have federal positions, such as the president, the vice president, but the elections are run locally. They're run by the states. There are certain mandates or requirements that federal law can impose. But at the end of the day, the Constitution is clear. It is the states that dictate how an election is run. It is the state houses that actually have the power to shape those processes. So, Phil Klein, is this not a problem that can only be solved at the state level with people of intestinal fortitude in the state houses? Is that the way forward? How do we stop this from ever happening again?
Well, that is the proper way to do it, and that is what we are trying to do. But I'll tell you, one of the things we have to do is stop House Resolution 1. Now that the Democrats have control of Congress and they have the executive branch, they're trying to say the feds should run the election. And what they're doing is they're doing things like mandating every state except ballot harvesters. Stunning.
They are meaning private individuals who can just collect ballots and deposit them without any kind of authentication of who they are.
In fact, they reduce any challenge to ballot harvesters. Any challenge to a ballot must be in writing, and they allow strangers to go out for hire and go pick up ballots anywhere they want to. They are talking about printing ballots on your home computer, as if that technology somehow will protect the integrity of the ballot and make sure that the voter actually completed the ballot or is not coerced or not intimidated or somebody just didn't print off a bunch on their own.
Right.
It is truly a complete undermining of election integrity and codification of the lawlessness in which they ran the election this last time around.
So it's worked for them. They got away with it. 80 million mail-in ballots sent out unbidden. Governors unilaterally saying, we don't need to check signatures on mail-in ballots against the voter rolls. Just count it anyway. Now they want to codify it at the federal level. So I'm asking you, you've been there. You're the man. You're at the Army Start Project, a former AG. What can the millions of listeners to this show and the viewers online do? What is their role, Phil Klein?
Well, I've got to speak. You know, generally, we've got a lot of frightened people who we elect. They're terrified of you. And when you raise your voice and you tell them, this will determine my next vote, I am not supporting you if you continue in this vein. That's what you must do. And all Americans must raise their voice, let their local elected official know it. You got to know their name, look them up, and get a hold of them and say, we've got to fix it. And tell your congressman, your senator, your United States representative, we will not support you if you vote for House Resolution 1. And that's how you've got to do it.
Yeah, imagine if 3 million people listen to this show, and then, you know, we bust 30 million views on our video channels. Imagine if everybody just made it clear to their local officials, to the state houses, to the representatives in Congress, that if you allow House Resolution 1 to pass, you will not be reelected. That's a powerful message. Listen to this man. Follow his work. It's Phil Klein with two L's on Twitter. It's got-freedom.com is the Army Star Project. God bless you for doing what you do. Now it's up to us. It's up to America. This is the Salem Radio Network. I'm Sebastian Gorka on America First, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else only to still be suffering in pain? Then please, I implore you, do what I did. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and just 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I am still pain-free more than 2 years later. What are you waiting for? Just listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just listen to those words, pain-free. That could be you. Find out if Relief Factor is the answer you've been waiting for. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com. Don't wait any longer. ReliefFactor.com.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
So let's run with it. What a fabulous scenario we had from Phil Klein, former Kansas Attorney General. Imagine if every single one of us, imagine, let's just halve it. Let's say not 75 million, let's just say 37.5 million. Said to every single one of our representatives in D.C., our senators and our state house reps and senators, if you don't fix this now, if you don't stop this insanity of mail-in ballots, of zero signature verification, of refusal to allow actual audits, we will never vote for you again. Wow, that's powerful. Imagine if all of us told our reps, and this is so important, doesn't matter what state you're in. Doesn't matter whether you're in a battleground state or not. It's House Resolution number one, the federalizing of our elections so they can get away with it again and again and again is right here. It's in front of us. But we can stop it. Your voice matters. In fact, let me put it this way. Your voice is the only thing that matters. It is the fear of being booted out. It is the fear of not getting reelected that really is the only thing that matters in D.C. Because, yes, it's about the graft, it's about the money, it's about the lobbying, but you don't get the money if you're out of office. So let's do it right now. Let's send a message. Every single one of you today, make a promise to me and to America that this week you're going to reach out, you're going to write, you're going to email, you're going to do a phone call, an old school letter to your senator, your representative here in D.C. and say if they dare to sign Nancy's resolution, H.R. 1, to federalize, to make permanent the election fraud tactics they used in November, that they will never be reelected into office. That sends such a powerful message. And really, at the end of the day, it's the only thing they care about, power and staying in office. So let's use their language. We can play their game. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't forget that while we're still suspended by the clowns, the fascistic clowns at YouTube, you can subscribe to our Rumble channel, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. It's free. Also, podcasts and our webpage, sebgorka.com. In the meantime, as ever, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.